Hi, this is a dictation for patient Divyam Simpson, D-E-J-O-H-N, S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Divyam Simpson, date of birth is 8-3-1991, date of accident 6-8-2022, date of service is 9-4-2023. Mr. Divyam Simpson is referred by his physical therapist and by his previous pain doctor to have a re-evaluation. The patient reports that he is suffering from severe pain in the left shoulder, neck and the lower back, moderately severe. He attributes an automobile accident of 6-8-2022 as the causative factor for these pains. History of automobile accident is as follows. The patient reports that he was involved in automobile accident around 9 to 10 p.m. on 6-8-2022. He was traveling in a lift car in a BMW. He was hit with a SUV truck. Their car speed was zero. Other car speed is unknown. Accident occurred in West Detroit near Grand River and Prevost, P-R-E-V-O-S-T. The way accident happened is their car was at the intersection of Grand River and Prevost, P-R-E-V-O-S-T intersection. The truck from behind did not stop on time and hit them rear-ended, and then it was a hit and run accident, left the scene of the car accident. The approximate speed of their car was zero. Other car was unknown, possibly 50 to 70 miles an hour. Patient was wearing seatbelt. The airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. And patient was taken to the ER hospital, Sinai Grace Hospital. And only pain medication was given. X-rays were done and was discharged. Damage to the car was to the rear end, rear trunk, rear bumper. Other than that, nothing else was broken. No windshield, steering wheel, console, or windows, none of them. Patient reports in the injuries, patient reports that he hit his face into the into the seat in front. And there was a trauma to his chest, pelvic, and abdomen due to the seat he was wearing after hitting the seat in front, as well as he hit his left shoulder to the door. No pelvic trauma, no pain in the, no direct injury to the hip, knees is reported. History of presenting illness, patient reports of moderately severe headaches that are located in the back, constant, severe, off and on, sometimes constant, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, no associated nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. The additional symptoms of TBI reported are ringing in the ear and loss of balance. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient denies any incontinence of the urine, bowel, or any erectile dysfunction. No blurred vision, no spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. There is no history of any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem, or any other issues. The patient does report of some depression, panic, and sleep disturbance and difficulty walking. Sleep is only 6 to 8 hours, although he can walk reasonably well. No sidal anesthesia is reported. No suicidal thought, homicidal thought is reported. No anxiety, depression, panic, self-worth, concentration problems are reported. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back only. The neck pain is 7, left shoulder pain is 7, the lower back pain is 8. The patient has a limitation of movement. Abduction is up to 110 degrees without pain. Patient denies any radiation of pain to the upper arms, lower forearms, fingers, or to the legs, into the toes. No radiation. The pains are continuous and they are throbbing. in description. The severity is 7. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and walking and improved by medications. No associated muscle weakness, no associated numbness, tingling, pins and needle, no associated blood bowel incontinence. Patient reports of having an X-ray done at laser in 696. Regarding the past treatment, patient was injured 1 year ago, 6-8-2022, and was seen in a Michigan pain management by Dr. Shukr, S-H-U-K-R. Dearborn pain specialist. And physical therapy was done on select physical therapy on laser, only 2 visits, he reports, and also 100 visits at a therapist called Joe on Wyoming and another one at 8 Mile. Over 100 visits of physical therapy had been done. Chiropractic treatment, 12 sessions have been done at laser and 696. He doesn't remember the names of all of these. He also reportedly has 2 SI joints according to the records. He has been stabilized on Narcotan. He also received one or two injections in the left shoulder. He reports of no improvement, therefore. System review is positive only for in the respiratory, half lung is removed for this patient. And depression and psychiatry. Post surgical history, patient had a gunshot to the left lung. Thoracotomy was done on the left side on 11-22-2015 at Beaumont Hospital on Grand River. Allergies are none. Family history, mother is alive with no medical problems. Father is alive. He does not know his father. Siblings, 3 brothers, 4 sisters, and he doesn't know them. Relationship status, patient single, lives with the kids and mom. 3 kids, 9 years, 6 years, 4 years. Current employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain and he does not work at he used to work at a towing company prior to the accident. Disability none. Legal history, patient has Barry and Foss as the attorney. No, sorry, Hussein and Barry. H-O-S-S-E-I-N and Barry, B-E-R-R-Y. They're located in Dearborn. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use depression drugs. ADLs are reported by the patient as follows. Running, doing yard work is affected 8, standing, cooking in the kitchen, reaching the cabinet and ability to lift dinner plates are affected 7. Home chores 6. Physical examination, blood pressure is 127 over 99, pulse 53, pulse oxygen 100, height 6'11", weight 205, 32-year-old African-American male of a good nutrition and alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polyneuropathy, no acute distress, shortness of breath, pain cases are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude and demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well, mobile independent without using any adaptive device. Rest of the exam is from the template, except in the skin there is a scar in the left lung for thoracotomy. Scar of the left chest for thoracotomy. Psychiatric evaluation normal, neurological evaluation normal, musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeleton inspection, palpation is normal, spine tenderness, mild tenderness at both sacroiliac joint is present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15, hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign is found negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lermit test is negative. Restriction test negative. Sort of all test negative. For a six spine, Roos test and slump test negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski Konig test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 45 degrees. Cross leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test negative. Kemp test negative. Budzinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness of both the SI joint is noticed and no other spine tenderness. With positive Gonsalin test and fever test bilaterally. Iliac compression, distraction test, tendon flexion test negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for the left shoulders, all other extremities are completely normal. Please use the template to try them. Examination of the left shoulder reveals that there is a spasm in the rotator cuff muscle as well as in the upper trapezius, middle trapezius fibers with the trigger points noticed, as well as range of motion of the shoulder is limited to 110 degrees maximum, beyond which severe pain results in the rotator cuff region. Inspection doesn't relieve any abnormality of the shoulder, no dislocation, laceration, contusion, tender points. On palpation, there are no spasm or any other deformity. Muscle strength 4x5. Special tests. Hawking candidate test positive. Empty beer can test positive. Near test. Speed test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Drop arm test was negative. Diagnosis. V89.2 XFT and Z79.891 in the genital. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, S09.90 XA. Nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, 75.30, 75.50, S43.432D, cervical spine M54.2. M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA, thoracic spine, M54.09, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, M48.06, sacroiliac spine, bilateral M46.1, M54.17, S33.5 accepted. Plan of care for DeJohn Simpson is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue 2 times per week for the time being until all the records are available, to focus on the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder for and both sacroiliac joints, including traction massage with laser, acupuncture, and chiropractic treatment also is ordered and advised to the patient. Medications. The patient is provided following medication, which is Mobic. Mobic is 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Elavil, 50 milligram at night for healing with the pain and GAD disorder and Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Pericet 102 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Narcotics, Tylenol codeine with number 4 was provided. 60 tablets, 102 every 6 hour PRN for relief of the pain. The patient returned next day stating that his medications are not working. He already received the pain medications and we are still building up his case. I provided Narco 5-325 once a day, 7 tablets until all the MRIs could be done to buy some time. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and the remaining records. Patient, we have been able to get the MRIs from Affiliated Diagnostic of Oakland, dated 6-22-2022. The cervical spine shows a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, encroaching on the anterior epidural space with no central canal stenosis. MRI of the thoracic spine was completely normal. MRI of the lumbar spine and the left shoulder allegedly has not been done, by as told by the patient. Interventional pain procedure, patient may benefit from cervical epidural steroid injection, sacroiliac joint injections, times 2 for diagnostic and therapeutic purpose. And once we have done the MRI for left shoulder and also LS spine, further update treatment will be done. Surgical options are not being considered at this time. Neuropsych is not warranted. Patient care casework is not warranted. Past medical records are being ordered released from his pain physician and from his lawyer, especially IME. And from his physical therapist. Investigations. A MRI of the left shoulder and lumbar spine is ordered, DMEs. The patient already has back brace, neck brace, tense units. None are being provided. Education, yes. Disability is discussed already. He is off work, housework replacement, and transportation. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.